Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, no mistakey, here's the dawn. Time has come to rise and meet the day.
Wake up, Mr. Sleepy Pants.
Approach me when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know this is the wrong time, but I have to tell you.
What are you trying to tell me?
Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Actually, today is Tuesday.
Thursday is Thanksgiving again.
That's 2 days away.
Never too early to give thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'm back to sleep.
You can't.
Why?
Because it's showtime!
The Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. Yeah, it's Tuesday morning, just a couple of days till Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Show number 2012.
Okay,
it always seems like now when we announce the number of shows, it's like a title of a book or something.
I know. Episode 2012.
It is 6:10, kicking off a brand new day and going to be a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it's a little breezy out there, but hopefully it'll be decent today.
By the way, I forgot to mention your hair.
Oh, it's,
You got it done the other day. And
well,
it looks...
I did. It's kind of short. My girl, like, cut it kind of short, and I don't, you know... I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's really shorter than I usually go. Now,
really?
Yeah, it's as short as yours.
Okay.
It's seriously short.
Well.
Yeah, it's really short. I mean, it's easy to do. Doesn't take much more than 5 minutes. But
and there's really nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
Because they always say, well, it'll grow back.
And I'm the first one to say that. It'll grow back. But, you know, by Christmas, I'll look okay, I'm thinking, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll see. I got a visit with Santa Claus, and I hope he doesn't make fun of me. I know it's short, Santa, from last year.
I went one time, and there's a little wave on the in the front of my head. Some people that cut it do it real well, and others say, can you get rid of that little wave?
Yeah.
And this one woman just started cutting.
Oh, God.
And I turn around, I go... Well, you cut everything off.
Oh,
it's like
God.
A big bald spot.
Okay. Well, at least I don't have that.
Wow. And it was before vacation when we could take them. And I've never worn more hats.
Yes. Yes. I know.
Than
you know,
I
do like to wear them. I haven't worn them lately.
Yeah.
But yes. Yeah. When you're... Many years ago, I did something with hair color. I was going to go dark again. And it was so... this was many years ago. And it was so dark. And it wasn't supposed to be that dark.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, it's so dramatic. Okay, no, it looks awful.
Carla's like,
Change it. Yes, yeah. Just change it.
Are you in the Runaways?
Yes.
It's Joan Chet? Okay.
No, it's just cranberry juice on my lip. That's all that is.
Plenty of sunshine today, breezy at times, high in the low to mid-60s. Same for tomorrow, 52 now. Let's do it. First, take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there's a lot going on in Jeopardy land. USA Today says Jeopardy is going to resume production November 30th. With interim host Ken Jennings. Now, they're going to use a series of guest hosts, though, before they decide on a permanent replacement for Alex Trebek. I don't know. I wish they'd get somebody. Maybe Ken will do a great job. I know a lot of people say, well, he's just a natural. Why? Because he won?
Yeah.
Then James Holzhauer and anybody else could do it, I suppose.
Right.
He probably will at some point. There are rumors that comedian Dane Cook has also been asked to host a few episodes. Who I actually think, not as a comedian. I thought he was a pretty decent actor, the few things that he did. He was really good. He did a movie with Kevin Costner. I can't remember, Mr. Something, where Kevin Costner was a murderer.
Oh!
It was good. It was very good. Miley Cyrus fell off the wagon recently, but she is back on. She turned 28 years old yesterday. She says it was important to her that she get and stay sober at 27 because she was afraid of how many rock stars. You know, we lost a lot of them. They were that age.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Janis Joplin.
Don't they say that the number in rock and roll, the number 27,
yes.
is almost like jinxed or something.
Yes, exactly. No, they call it, I think, the 27 Club or something.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. So she's back on. She's doing okay.
All right.
And Donny Osmond says he can totally relate to Justin Bieber. His new song, Lonely, it's about the pitfalls of becoming famous at a very, very early age.
Mm-hmm.
Donny says, I remember crawling up into a ball in a corner and just crying my eyes out from loneliness. So I know what Justin's going through and what he's been through. Seems like he's on the right track now, married, hoping to kind of get on with his life. So we will see. Donny Osmond, by the way, announced a show. He'll be back here in Vegas later next year. Just him, though. Just
seems
him.
Odd that he would be lonely with how many, 25 brothers and one sister. And
they say with fame, you know, comes just that, loneliness.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
it wasn't so much that. Just, yes, you can be alone and not lonely, but loneliness, not goods. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
You had mentioned the movie Mr. Brooks with Kevin Costner.
It's Mr. Brooks. I couldn't think of the movie. Thank you, Sarah, and everybody else. Everybody, by the way, great movie. Great movie. Mike, if you haven't seen it, watch Mr. Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah, really good movie. He plays a murderer. And Dane Cook's in it, and Dane Cook's like a, I don't know, I want to say like a voyeur, and he kind of gets off on the fact that he kills people, and he saw him, and then he like blackmails him to keep killing. Because I think he's trying to get out. I think it's supposed to be his last kill.
I think I've seen
it. It's really good. Really good.
Might have to watch it again, though.
Oh, it was good. You'd like it a lot. And Kevin Costner plays Kevin Costner in it. It's really good.
Like he does in every movie.
I love him. I do. And I know our film critic, Jeff Howard, loves Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
But he does. He plays Kevin Costner.
In every movie.
Yes. Yellowstone, he was Kevin Costner with kind of a
country
sneer and
thing,
an accent.
And a
yes.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah, that's right. That's
but there's
right.
never any emotion.
Nope.
No.
No, you were in Dances with Wolves. I mean, the history of our country, basically.
The most part.
Tatanka. No, say it with feeling. Tatanka. Tatanka. No!
I just said it with feeling.
Yes, and I'm Stands with Fisk, so come on.
Maybe that's why he does his own movies. He produces them.
Yes.
He directs them.
He can just be himself.
Yes.
He can do what he wants to do.
Even how in the, what was the Robin Hood?
Yes. How do you want to play Robin Hood? I'm gonna do the movie myself, and I'm going to play it like Kevin Costner.
But he has an accent, an English accent.
Yes, sort
not
of.
My,
yes.
Not my Robin Hood.
No. Uh-uh.
Everybody
Hello?
Around him has an accent.
Robin Hood
except Robin Hood.
He was English, though.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe the joke's on us. We...
Football, baseball, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
All the same.
All right, Mr. Brooks, I'm writing it down.
Do.
We'll watch it over the weekend. Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call. 6:38, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up.
I know we were making fun of Kevin Costner, and one of our listeners said, I can't stand him, but you mentioned Dances with Wolves. Love that movie. And I had somebody else I was talking to about Cameron Diaz recently. I happen to like her, and they said, I can't stand her. I said, well, watch the movie. It's called In Her Shoes. Oh, no, I love that movie. Is there an actor or an actress that you just cannot stand? But that one movie, it's like, oh, yeah, but that one was good. I'm not a Tom Cruise fan. Not at all. Born in the USA. I'm sorry. Yeah. Is that it? Yeah.
4th of July.
What am I doing? Bruce Springsteen. Thank you.
Yes.
Born on the 4th of July. Excellent. Excellent.
You
movie.
Liked him in that.
I did. I thought he was an amazing actor in that movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm not a big fan of Katherine Heigl.
I know you don't like her.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And I've yet to... No, there's no movie I've ever seen with her.
A movie, though, that you liked with someone that you don't care for.
I'd have to think.
Okay.
I'd have to think about that. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because there's always an actor, male or female, that you can't stand. All of a sudden, you see that movie and you go... Wow.
There was a, what's that, Barcelona something? I can't, but you'd like that. Penelope Cruz.
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of hers.
I wasn't until I saw, and I can't remember. I'm so bad at this.
I know.
That's why I can't play trivia games and stuff like that. Everybody thinks, oh, you're good with music.
Yeah,
and
doesn't matter.
No, I'm not.
Doesn't matter. Are you talking about the one where there was the threesome? Is that the one?
Bandero or
Antonio Banderas?
No, the name of the movie. Oh, crap.
See? Here we go.
Yes, here we go.
Let me see. IMDb, Mike. Here we go.
Anybody else? Who's that actor that you can't stand until you saw he or she in that movie?
Yeah.
And you go, that I like.
Then you saw that. Yeah, I don't like Penelope Cruz. Oddly enough, she played the character Carla in the musical that was weird. It was called Nine, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Okay.
She was good in that. That was a threesome,
by
the way. Her and Scarlett Johansson, I believe. Yeah.
All right, 702-739-9636. You want to add to the list or help us make the list?
Yeah.
Those movies, that actor that you can't stand until you see him in that one movie and you go, wow.
I like that one, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Text or call. We'd love to hear from you this morning. All right. I looked it up. Banditas.
Yes.
Selma Hayek.
Yeah. Yeah, you showed me their acting chops.
Penelope Cruz, Steve Zahn, who's the luckiest man ever in this movie. That's the movie I saw Penelope Cruz in and thought, okay. Not bad.
Then you should really watch Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Okay.
Really
We're talking about movies that there's that actor that you don't like until you see them or her in that movie.
Yes. Very interesting people. James Franco, Anthony says, I can't stand him. He makes me want to vomit.
Oh.
But I loved him in the movie Milk. He said, I really liked him. Did you see about Harvey Milk?
Yeah.
Loved him in that. Anne Hathaway, says Susan, but I actually liked her in The Devil Wears Prada. That was the role that seems to have been for her. She was good in that. Some of you got really into it. This is hilarious. Carlos said Matt Dillon. Not a fan at all. But I saw Herbie Fully Loaded and was actually entertained by his character. I'm not sure if he's a jerk or not in real life, but I'm assuming he is, which made it a cool movie to watch because he gets his in the end. Wow, Carlos, you should talk to Jeff Howard about doing movie reviews. I like that.
Now I don't feel about looking up Banditas and getting all the details and stuff like that.
Listen to this one. And this is interesting. One of our listeners said J.K. Simmons said I couldn't stand him. Then I saw Whiplash. Now I even love his commercials. Yeah, it was a good movie. If you saw J.K. Simmons, one of the first things he was in was Oz. Oh, it was awful, his character. So, and Whiplash, great movie.
Okay.
Great movie. So,
that guy won an Academy Award. And what was the movie about the drummer?
That was the one, Whiplash.
Whiplash?
Yeah, Whiplash, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it. It was great.
He was so good at that.
Oh, it was so, great movie, too. Watch that one.
Yeah.
Watch that one. That was a good one.
See, we all have them.
We do. Yes, we do.
The actor that we just don't like until we see he or she in that movie.
That movie was good.
And then it changes your mind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Billy Joel, only the good die young.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Well, your first clue in this year's Jingle Rock Contest today, about 8:10, we'll have it for you. Make sure you're listening.
Yes.
More details coming up here in just a couple of minutes. However, you know, when we hide the rock on December 4th and you actually start going out looking for it.
Yeah.
You got to look the part. You know, identify yourself, represent.
Right.
Have your Jingle Ball Rock Hunter mask, your hoodie, your t-shirt, whatever. It's the KKLZ logo store. has the new line of Jingle Bell Rock Hunter wear.
It's cool, too. There's some really, really cool stuff.
And if you've never seen The Rock, it's because of everything going on.
Yeah.
We weren't able to have our pre-Jingle Bell Rock party.
Yes.
But
I
there's
know.
Pictures all over our website.
Yes.
And what you see, that's The Rock.
Yeah.
That is The Rock.
Yes.
It's a real physical rock that you look for.
Yes.
So, for
yes,
those people
it is.
That don't
check
know.
It out. Yeah, check it out. Hopefully you were able to see it
mm-hmm.
in years past as well. But yeah, and hopefully next year we can get back to normal.
All right. And if you want to go shopping now, text the word rock to 702-739-9636. Let your fingers do the walking, I guess. All right. Plenty of sunshine today. A little breezy at times. High in the low to mid-60s today. Same for tomorrow. 52 outside right now. Here we go. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, New York Jets fans, I am so sorry. They became the first team to be mathematically eliminated from the playoffs this week.
You know how many Jet fans are going, thank God.
I know. If there are any out there, by golly. They're consistent, though. They're 0-10.
And what did you say yesterday? I think you said it because in the podcast I was listening yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If you're mathematically out of it now,
you should just not play. You just shouldn't play.
Don't risk the injuries and stuff like that.
No, with the virus, things like that.
Right, so just go home.
Start eliminating teams, and there you go. You have your playoffs.
Yeah.
There you go. You're done.
Boom.
Oh, man. Mistletoe sales are down this year because of the coronavirus. Mistletoe farmers, they say, are struggling to sell them. They got a lot of them. They got to start, moving this stuff early, but
yeah.
They're not. Now, florists are using some, but there's a lot of it. People don't want to just kiss strangers this year.
They don't?
No.
There's not a lot of friends I want to kiss either.
No, true. And instead of just one word of the year, there's usually a word of the year. The Oxford English Dictionary couldn't come up with just one. So they chose several words for 2020. One of them, of course, COVID was one of them.
Yeah,
lockdown,
yeah.
All of those that we've become so accustomed to for 2020. Most of them four-letter words. But other than that, yes, there's quite a few. So I will actually post that list on our website so you can take a look at it if you wish to do so. There you go. It's Tuesday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
You know, the more and more we work together, the more I find out about you. And something I'm sure everybody has talked about at one time or another with their best friend.
Yeah.
As a little kid. How long did you, at what age did you stop sucking your thumb?
Oh, I want to say, my brother might remember, Matt, if you're listening in D.C., I want to say three.
That's
until I was about three or so. Maybe a little longer.
Might I don't even longer. Know. That seems long to me.
I don't know. I don't think so.
That picture you showed me.
I was about two, I think, in that picture.
Watching TV on the floor?
Sitting there with my thumb in my mouth. I sucked my thumb as a kid. And I would have my blanket, and I would suck my thumb. Wow, that is something I hadn't thought of in so long.
I'm trying to think.
Did you know?
I don't know.
No,
I would
suck my thumb, and my friend Loretta, these two fingers, she would suck those fingers. I don't know.
As a kid, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, as a
All
kid.
All right,
yes.
Good.
Yeah, I might have been, I might have been three or four. I know we were still
before you stopped?
Three-ish, probably around three, yeah. Oh, please, I know kids who suck their thumb till they were 5, 6, 7 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody can top that? 702.
Am I the only thumb sucker? No way.
Well, you don't do it anymore.
No. But I, my name is Carla, and I was a thumb sucker.
702-739-9636. Those things you did as a kid that if you told somebody, I did that until I was like 4, 5, 6, or 7, whatever.
Yeah.
That they just look at you like, oh, my God.
I think it's that odd. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe your kids are thought. Is that still a thing? too?
Oh, I think so.
Is that? I think that's still a thing.
Right.
I mean, yeah, now you have to stop because you get a phone, you know, at four. So you got to stop sucking your thumb.
You got to take that out of your mouth so you can.
Exactly. We'll buy you a phone if you quit sucking your thumb.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know why that blows me away.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, maybe. And then, of course, my friends say that. That's why you have the gap in your teeth.
I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it.
I lost those teeth, people. Okay. So let's not.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you just joined us, you found out that Carla sucked her thumb until she was about three or four.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So we're just asking. What are those things you did as a little kid? You found out you did as a little kid, or maybe remember, and when it comes up in front of somebody else, a good friend, they just look at you like, what?
Yeah, I know.
Well, anybody? Russ is on the phone. Hang on. Russ, what about you?
Hey, listen, I wasn't a thumb sucker or anything like that, but I had a friend of mine that was a bedwetter. So he was like 10.
Oh, wow.
I'd go spend the night at his house, and guess what? We'd wake up.
Oh, man. There are reasons that that happens. Sometimes it's medical. Other times there's a fright involved that you just,
I will admit this. With Russ on the phone, I think I slept with the light on.
Uh-huh.
Like in my room.
Right.
Till I was like 10 or 11.
Oh, then don't make fun of me, mister. Do not make fun of me.
There was one night that the light was, or the moonlight was shining through my window, bedroom window, and I thought I saw, I swear to God, I can remember it as if it were yesterday. I thought I saw somebody in my room.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like a silhouette or something.
Right, right.
It freaked the hell out of me, even at 10 or 11.
So you'd...
And I would have the radio on and the light on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And my brother, who I shared a room with, Tom, if he were in the room, then I didn't mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Which didn't help my case any, because he'd go, you big puss.
Yes,
I'm not protecting you. I'm telling the monster to go for you first.
He's over there.
Yeah. Russ, have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye, guys.
702-739-9636. Text or call, either way.
One of our listeners said just that. Don't feel bad, Carl. I sucked my thumb much longer than that. I will not tell you how old, however.
Uh-oh. So,
yeah, another one of our listeners, Tamara, she said, Carla, got to admit, I sucked my thumb until I was about 8 years old. And apparently it can affect your teeth once your you know, adult teeth are in.
Right.
Lovely. Just lovely. Adrian says, I was really short as a child. My dad could still give me piggyback rides till I was well over 12. If we were out walking around, I'd hop on his back. Yeah, that changes, I'm sure, as you get older and heavier and dad gets older. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on here.
As a father of two girls... Driving them to the mall.
Right, right.
When they were teenagers.
Yes.
I had to park way down the street over at Meadows Mall when they used to go there.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Off of, what is it, Decatur there.
Right, right.
By the YMCA.
Yes, yeah. Oh, like yeah.
We got another Russ. Our friend Russ is on the phone. What's going on?
I sucked my thumb until I was at least four, and I'm quasi-normal. So
quasi.
You know, and I had my blankie until I was five, and my mom threw it away by quote unquote accident.
How do you remember back when you were four?
Remember your blankie, Mike.
Oh, yeah, and I remember sucking my thumb vividly.
Yeah, and you know what? It's better than sucking somebody else's thumb.
Yes, it definitely. Sometimes, Russ. They say you have memories. You can have memories back to, some people have memories when they're 6 months to a year old, but I remember five.
I remember growing up being five.
Yeah. I remember two, three. There are pictures I see. It's like I remember vividly that picture being taken.
So you are totally normal, Carla.
Thank you, Russ. I had a piece of my blanket up till about 10 years ago, and I don't know where it went. Kept a piece of the satin. I had a piece of the satin on the rest of it. It was my favorite blanket ever.
It just deteriorated to the point where she only had that piece left.
Yeah.
At 5 years old, you get out the scissors and just get out a piece?
Every time I washed it, I mean, it was that old, and like it would just kind of fray, and so I'd cut some of it off or cut some of it off and hang on to it.
I don't feel so bad now.
Oh, it was my favorite blanket. I loved it.
So when you and Monica would spend the night together, you'd have it with you?
Have my blanket. Have my blanket. I would bring it with me on the road sometimes, too, just because I just loved it.
It's a comfort level.
Yeah, it was little piece of home. There's certain things I'd bring on the road. That was one of them. So, yeah.
I mean, people have bankies and they have Pose.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
The more and more we go to our text lines and then pick up the phone, we're finding out, Carly, you're not the only one.
Boy, I am not. And they're little habits we had as a kid, I guess. Andy said, I sucked my thumb till I was about 5. But I also had to have a rubber band between my middle fingers and a dirty sock. I liked playing with the dirty sock, and it had to be dirty. So my blanket was trashed by 8, but I dug it out. However, my mom went out soon after. He said, I still do the rubber band like at stressful times. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, somebody wrote me, I don't know who this is, but she said, Carla, I'm a child psychologist. Thumb sucking is one of the earliest addictions we have, but thumb suckers are often not criers either because it's self-soothing. The habit is self-soothing.
Oh.
But quitting early and on your own, good girl. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on.
I broke the habit. I'm good.
You got the monkey off your back.
I did. I did. Can you imagine me standing here with my thumb in my mouth? Come on. Jeez.
One more phone call. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hi, Mike and Carla. This is Rhoda.
Rhoda, what's going on?
I was calling to say, Carla, don't feel bad. I sucked my thumb till about 5, and I had to wear braces because of it. Oh.
Oh, remember
that? I'm so glad. I know.
That was a terrible cut on kids.
Yes.
Oh, you got buck teeth.
Buck teeth, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh.
And my blanket, I kept it till about 35 only because I kept cutting it, and there was nothing left.
Yes.
Just like you.
Yes.
Just like you, Carla.
I totally understand. It was I don't know what it was. It wasn't the security so much. I just loved that blanket. Maybe it was. Maybe it was a memory that I just carried with me. But I loved it. Yeah.
All right, Rhoda, have a great...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Day.
Thank you, my dear.
Jingle bell,
jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Well, here it is, your first clue of the day to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Get the clue journal out, all right? Write this down. You ready? You could be where you should be.
You could be where you should be. Okay. I get it now.
It doesn't work.
No.
We'll do it again. You could be where you should be. There you go. Thank you.
Aren't you the little angel?
Little Bell
Thumb
Rooney.
Sucking angel.
Thank you. Yes, I am. Listen, that is the clue you need for today. First one of the day. Now, here's the deal. Beginning December 4th. Remember that if you are the first person to find that Jingle Bell Rock, return it to us here at KKLZ. You will win $10,000 from Meineke Car Care Centers and 96.3 KKLZ. New clue, Wendy Rush will have that at 11:25 this morning. You'll be listening. And be sure to visit the participating Meineke location near you for a new written bonus clue posted each weekday. And you need any more information, simply download the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3kklz.
I know there are a lot of people watching this. I just started The Queen's Gambit, it's called. Already the top scripted limited series ever for Netflix. This is an interesting show. Very interesting show. I don't know if Jeff talked about this. I don't think he did. We might have to ask him about it.
It came up when it came up on our Netflix because we're watching The Crown. And that came up. Jody goes, I heard that's really good.
It is, but it's not. It has nothing to do with The Crown. So nothing to do with that.
Because I can only do so much Queen stuff.
This is about a chess player, but there's a whole lot involved in that.
Okay.
That's what that's about. The Queen's Gambit is a term in chess.
Yeah,
so,
a miniseries about chess.
Well, it's not about chess.
Oh,
it's about her. It's good. It's really, really good.
All right.
George Clooney. In an interview recently said that his Batman movie was terrible. He said the only way you can honestly talk about things is to include yourself and your shortcomings. Like when I say Batman and Robin's a terrible film, I always say I was terrible in it because I was number one. I played Batman. He said, but that also gives me the ability to say none of the other elements in the movie worked either. So
I didn't think he was that bad in it.
I didn't either. It turned out to be, I think, more, I don't know, comical in some way than it should have been. But, he said it was just bad.
It's just a movie.
Just bad. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. But it was the whole franchise.
Oh, man. I see.
He just pooped on it, man.
George Clooney just crapped on the Batman franchise.
I don't say that about my George. And Lori Loughlin. Now, they say that she's kind of keeping to herself, in the clink. But she has made a few friends, I guess.
Oh.
They say the other women are happy she's there because that means everybody's taking the whole COVID thing seriously. So they said it'd be terrible PR if Lori got COVID and got really sick. So she's got, Claw and Snoop kind of watching out for her, I guess. Yeah. Back off! Yeah, Becky, man.
That's her, her gang.
That's right. That's right. It's Aunt Becky. Back off.
Or Aunt Beck.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's right. Bex. Yeah, that's Bex. Right. We gotcha. Keep walking. We're going out in the yard now. Come on, Bex. Stick close. I got a cigarette for you. You don't need to beg. I got it. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
You know, earlier this morning, we were talking about actors and those actors you just, I don't know, for whatever reason, don't care for until you see them in this movie or that movie. And this woman has just an amazing career.
Oh, man.
And Oscars and all the awards you could possibly win. And just when you think, is there anything she can't do?
Jeez, I know.
She does it. This is Meryl Streep rapping. This is from her upcoming movie called The Prom.
It's called, Prom. It was on Broadway. It was a Broadway play as well. So, yes, and now they've turned it into a movie.
Gotta wear your crown or your tiara. Now is the time to bust out the mascara. We need shade, there's nothing duller. We live in life and protect the color. But if your sparkle starts to fade, go out and start your own parade. And if somebody starts in with new drama, just go high like Michelle Obama.
If I would have just played that without telling you who it was, would you have known?
No.
Would you have guessed?
No.
I mean, Madonna, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Taylor Swift?
Man.
Of course, a little low for Taylor Swift, but
I think this is coming out in, like, about a week or so.
Okay.
Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, James Corden. This is quite a cast.
Called Prom.
The Prom.
The Prom.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep rapping.
I know. Kerry Washington.
Uh-huh.
Nice. All right. Yeah.
M. Streep.
I like it.
You have a chance to win dinner and a movie. Do that in about 7-8 minutes.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Wake me up. This train is off the tracks. On 96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, we're giving away dinner and a movie. And the movie this week from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, the Blu-ray DVD copy of The Vanished, which is a very good movie. We've been talking about movies all morning long.
Yes, we sure have.
And then we'll throw in a Papa John's pizza. So enjoy that over the weekend.
Okay.
Because you're not going to have enough food around the house to snack or anything. So,
well, right. Mike, I didn't even realize you mentioned her earlier, Katherine Heigl, who you cannot stand. It's her birthday today.
Oh, good.
It's her birthday today. You might want to send off a little email or something to Katherine. 42 years old. So we're going to celebrate Katherine Heigl's birthday today.
Oh, joy.
No other morning show out there is doing that. No other morning show.
A salute
show.
To Katherine Heigl.
A salute to Katherine Heigl with a game called The Answer Is Always Katherine Heigl.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't do this on a day off or something like that?
Nope, I could not.
What about Penelope Cruz or...
No,
or
it's not her birthday.
Salma Hayek.
It's not their birthdays. Wow. No, not their birthday.
All right, so the game is called The Answer is Always Heigl.
Yes. All right. Yes, that's right.
3 out of 3 or are we going 5 out of 5? You're going to torture...
No, we'll go 3 out of 3.
Thank you.
I'm not going to torture you that much.
702-739-9636. Ninth caller. You want to win dinner and a movie? Play the game. Ninth caller, got to be over 21. Good luck. We have Denise on the phone ready to play. The answer is always Katherine Heigl.
That's it, Mike.
Celebrating her birthday today.
Yes.
An American actress.
The American actress. Oh, yes. Yes.
Denise, I don't know how you feel about her. I've never been a fan.
I like her.
Yeah, I kind of like her too, but you know,
does Jody, my wife Jody.
Yeah.
She will watch any of her movies all the time.
Well, then Jody, I'm sure you would do well at this, but Denise is going to tackle it today.
Okay, here we go. 3 out of 3. Number 1.
Denise, I will keep this one simple for you. Knocked Up, the movie Knocked Up, starred Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd, and who was the female lead?
Katherine Heigl.
Good job, Denise. That's how we play. Now, to make it a little tougher.
Number 2.
She played Izzy Stevens on the Shonda Rhimes series Grey's Anatomy. Is it Kerry Washington, Viola Davis, or Katherine Heigl?
I believe it's Katherine Heigl.
Yes, ma'am. You got it.
Number 3.
And third and final, Mike. Uh-huh. 27 Dresses. This was a movie about a woman who had all of those dresses, 27, as, you know, the many times that she was a bridesmaid. Who was the star of this movie, Denise? Was it Katherine Hepburn? Was it Katherine the Great? Or was it Katherine Heigl?
I believe it was Katherine Heigl.
Yes, Denise! Good job! Good job!
The other two could have started it, too, and would have turned out just as well.
Would have been better for you, Mike. Yes. Yes,
Katherine Hepburn.
Yes, oh, these dresses.
Yes, they're not Norman. The dresses don't fit me anymore.
You have dinner and a movie, The Vanished, Blu-ray, DVD, and Papa John's Pizza, courtesy of Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Hang on, Denise. We'll tell you how to pick everything up, and thank you for putting up with the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, you shouldn't be traveling, they say, according to the CDC. But if you are, there's a company called Crash Baggage that sells brand new suitcases that come beat up, pre-damaged.
Okay. All right.
You know how your bags always get dents and stuff like
that? Yes, first time when you have a new one.
Well, now you can buy them like that.
Okay.
They come with scratches, dents, beat up, so you don't have to worry about what happens to them.
It's like ripped jeans, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And these, the luggage starts at about $250.
Wow. So. All right. I'd rather have one that looks new, but okay, that's fine.
This might hit close to home, Carla. This is out of Philadelphia. I didn't know this was still going on, but 15 alleged mafia members in Philadelphia have been indicted, including Joey Electric.
Oh.
And you always have to have a Tony.
Yes.
So there's
right.
Tony Meatballs.
Really?
Yeah.
And what do they do?
Well, I'm assuming Joey took care of all the electrical needs.
And Meatballs took care of the food?
And Tony was the cook.
Hey, Meatballs.
Tony Meatballs.
Oh, well.
What was your uncle?
Uncle Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yes. His real name was Francis. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
Francis
Pee-wee was
Marino.
Better.
Pee-wee. Uncle Pee-wee. What does he do? He works at the track, honey. All right.
That's all we know.
That's all we know. Yeah, he works at the track. Mm-hmm. Okay. Grandma. Okay. Listen, a TikTok. She's on TikTok, and her name's Shannon Doherty. Not that one, but she's gone viral because she cooks her holiday vegetables in her dishwasher. She puts the veggies in a glass jar, adds water, closes it up, runs the dishwasher, and runs it on the standard cycle. Apparently, it gets so hot that it, you know, can cook her vegetables. I don't know that I'd want to eat at her house, but okay. All right. I don't know where people think of these things, but yes. So.
The Seinfeld episode that had Kramer making salad in the bathtub?
In the bathtub.
Or in the shower?
Was it in the shower? One of the two.
Standing in the bathtub.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Well, sure. Why not? Oh, God. And in France, of course, they have a lockdown. People can't go far either. You can only go more than about a half mile from your house for essential activities. If you have to get groceries, you have to go to the doctor, things like that. Well, last week, 39-year-old Daniel, he filled out the official government paperwork for an exemption because he wanted to travel outside his zone to, quote, smash a guy's face in.
Oh.
So... The cops found him hiding outside the guy's house. He did get fined.
No word.
No word on why he wanted to smash the guy's face in.
Yes.
But he filled out all the paperwork, so I guess he had every right to go smash the guy's
face. But, monsieur, I do have the papers.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
I have papers to smash his face in.
Okay, come with me, sir. Come with me and quit doing the Pink Panther thing, Inspector Clouseau. What are you doing? It is not my dig. That for, what is it? It's Tuesday, isn't it? Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call... Something good.
End of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully kick your workday off on a positive note. Well, this all started when Scott and Jeremy were both laid off. This is in Pennsylvania. And Scott thought, well, you know what? I'm going to try to just learn something new every week. And his friend Jeremy said, well, you know what? Maybe I will too. They both decided they would bake. Also, I'm going to make chocolate chip cookies, Scott said. Always wanted to make them. He said, I did. And I made a mess in the kitchen, but they were pretty good. And then Jeremy said, well, I'm going to bake some cookies. And he baked cookies. Started off as kind of a macho bake-off. Well, now they've delivered about 20,000 cookies to essential workers. They just had so much fun doing it, and they thought, well, let's do something nice with the cookies that we finally learned how to bake. So they do it consistently. They'll drop them off to essential workers. That's doctors, nurses. They'll leave them at the hospitals near them so people can take them. Turned into a good thing for them, and they just do it, you know what, to keep it going now. So there you go. Two dads doing the dad thing, beating their chest and baking cookies for essential workers.
And of course, it started out as a competition.
Yes, it was a competition.
Like my cookies are better than yours.
Yes, that's right. Guess what I learned how to do, man? Chocolate chip cookies. Booyah. Yes.
But it ends up being such a great story.
It really is. Really cool.
And cookies, are they really that hard to make? I mean,
no, they're not. No, but the fact that they just keep doing it now and you know, and handing
15,000.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing.
Nice, huh? Yeah,
that's
great. Pretty nice.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, make sure you submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or better yet, a local story. We want to hear about it, so just tell us. Call us. 702-739-9636. All right. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. The first of three today, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. It's open enrollment time for individual health plans. Choose Health Plan of Nevada. Visit choosehpn.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She will have your next on-air clue to help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock and hopefully win $10,000 right before the holidays. That comes up at 11:25. We are back tomorrow. Enjoy your day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.